This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, October 13th. God's word to you today is the intent. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 6 to 8, and it says, God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The purpose of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is to bless God's church, God's people. It is so that when we gather in fellowship, we can give an accurate word. As you study the Bible together and share, someone is able to get direction because of the manifestation of the gift of the word of wisdom. A friend of mine in university said he wanted the gift of a deliverance minister. Naturally, I was curious to know why he wanted such a gift, even though I was not sure anything like that existed. He said it was for the sake of the person he would get married to, so that before he marries any girl, he would first conduct a deliverance. I said, so you want the gift for your own personal gain? No tree eats its own fruit. How can heaven release gifts to you when your intent, your desire, is self-centered? My friend obviously did not want to take the chance of getting married to a witch, and that is a legitimate concern. However, Jesus says in Mark 16, verses 17 to 18, from the King James Version, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. What if someone marries a witch? Should they go their separate ways? Nope. Let the person go and conduct the deliverance on his or her spouse. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are for edification, for building up and not for display. Some people are so self-centered, they always want to take the glory. It always amuses me when people make statements like, I prayed for Mr. A, just one prayer, and he was healed. I just listen quietly. It may sound funny, but people actually come to my office to tell me things like this. I just want to let you know that Miss Q had a problem, and she came to me and I laid hands on her and she was sorted. Then they Christianize it by saying, glory be to God. No, it is not glory be to God. It is glory be to you. I never really say anything more than praise God, and I wait for them to leave. No individual can be so multi-gifted as to live independently of other believers. It is impossible. The end of those who have tried is not very palatable. No matter how gifted any Christian is, he or she cannot be so multi-gifted as to live independently of other believers. We need each other. We are better together. Please read these scriptures, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 26, and Romans 12, verses 3 to 6. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, even as you fill me with your gifts, I submit my heart to you. Help me always approach serving and ministry with the intent of glorifying you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.